what I want to do is to create a vocabulary, what I call an asset-focused vocabulary. So a vocabulary of experiences that parents can begin to make this shift towards noticing where they and their children are free rather than where they're stuck. And I purposely chose the word assets because when something is an asset, we measure it. We know how much gold there is in the world. We know how much oil there is in the world. We don't know how much water there is, but nonetheless, we don't have a way of talking about human assets. And so I created this very simple, I have a simplistic mind, SMART, which is a way of a parent helping a child track their strategies of success. Milton would always say, follow someone's strategies of success. So what that means is S begins, which is how has the child succeeded? In what ways has the child succeeded? And what were the conditions that created that success? M is mind patterns. There is a natural grain, if you will, to every child's mind. Each child has a different way of processing information. And if the child teaches you something, they will teach you the way their mind processes information. So this young man that I was talking about said, well, if you want to learn something, it's easy. I'll teach it to you. But first, I have to tell you about it and why it's important. We have to talk about it. And then we have to do something with it. And then we can look over the whole thing. So he's giving me this speak first and listen, do next and look next. Every child has a different sequence. And unfortunately, in our times, we're talking about, I'm a visual learner, I'm an art. That's nonsense. The brain uses all modes to learn, not just one mode to learn. But it does tend to track like grain of wood or a fur on the back of a cat in a particular pattern of processing information. And if you know that, it can make it easier for the child to learn. That's the M. A is attractions. This is Alice Walker. What is the child love? What's the child's interest? You don't have to motivate a child. Just help the child learn according to what they already are passionate about, what they already motivates them. You can learn anything that way. R is the resources. So a child not only has assets inside themselves, but their world is full of resources. A friend of ours, Taj Mahal, his emotional sanity growing up was that someone gave him a guitar. And the guitar, he said, became his therapist. That guitar was a resource he had. So what are the objects, the people, the places that bring out the best in that child? And the T is thinking talents. And that's based on research done by the Gallup Organization and a man named Ned Herman. And we tend in our culture particularly to think of talents only as sports or only as performing arts. But we are Homo sapiens sapiens, you know. We have this capacity to think, and different ones of us bring different gifts to the thinking of a problem and the thinking about a problem. So what we do is include 35 different thinking talents. I don't know if that's the right number. We'll quantify it. There could be 50, but it makes it easier to work with 35. And we go through processes where parents can help their kids discover what their specific thinking talents are. And once you identify and recognize a child's assets or the treasure on the treasure hunt, as it was, the real work begins, because then it's what Erickson called utilization. How do you help a child utilize their gifts and talents, their assets, in areas where they're being challenged?